Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 147, Thursday Thoughts. Use a TPK. On Eric Tinkar's Tuesday episode number 460, Can Your Campaign Survive a TPK? Eric gives his thoughts on the matter. And I'll share my two cents after a couple of call-ins.
Hey Larry, just a quick call to wish you all the best with your charity game on Saturday, mate. 5e, it's a bold move, but I'm sure you're up to the task. And how awesome is it to play in the old Gygax house? I reckon you have a whale of a time. And yeah, good luck, mate.
Thanks, Colin. I really appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll go fine. Just as with any new thing, there's a little trepidation and nerves involved, but that's usually the way I am before a game with a bunch of new people. But once I get started, I get focused on the situation and I don't have time to think about being worried, so I know it'll be fine. Next up, Tim Shorts.
Larry, congrats. 10,000. That's fantastic. And here's to the next 10 to 100,000. And again, have a fantastic time this Saturday playing at Gary's house. That should be interesting and should be fun. Live stream. I don't know. I don't know if you could pay me to do a live stream. But best of luck with you. Hopefully it goes off fantastic and you have a great time. Take care, Larry.
Thanks, Tim. I really appreciate that. Yeah, live streaming, that's something I've thought about trying to do, but in my case, that wouldn't be a very good thing with the train that's all the time interrupting my podcasting and other efforts online. It's bad enough when it interrupts a game or interferes with a phone call when I'm talking to a customer for the day job. But it ought to be fun. Bill Allen, who did the streaming for Gary Con and Gen Con and other things, will be doing that and doing one of the games. And he's an old guy like me, and I'm looking forward to playing in a game he runs and having him in a game I run. That'll be a lot of fun. And playing in Gary's house. Yes, that will be something. As part of GaryCon, I know if you get the luck of the draw, you can get in games there. Well, this will remove my need to do that and be an unexpected bucket list item. That'll be really cool. It'll be cool to play in games with Alex, his youngest son. I've played in games run by his brothers Ernie and Luke at different conventions. And so rounding out the Gygax brothers, that'll be another cool little thing, plus playing with some other fun people. I'm just really looking forward to it. Plus, it's a vacation. I get to get out of town and do something different in a different place with different people. So I'm getting pretty antsy about it, and I'm sure everything will be fine. Thanks again, Tim. I really appreciate it. And now, on to the episode. So Eric was responding to a question about how to handle a TPK, and he gives his opinion. He gives a couple of suggestions. One, do a rewind. Or two, a well-run sandbox campaign can recover from a TPK. And if you want to hear the details of what Eric had to say, check out his episode. I have an idea for how to handle a TPK. Use it as a springboard for the next session. So the game that I'm running on Saturday for the D&D live stream for Extra Life at Gary Gygax's old house is a scenario that I've run at a couple of Michigan conventions, at UConn and at Marmalade Dog. And the scenario is following a TPK. And the TPK comes at the hands of a group of doppelgangers. And the doppelgangers are tired of adventurers coming from town and coming into the dungeon and whatnot and upsetting their ecosystem and their food and their way of life. And the doppelganger shaman uses ancient magics to allow some of the doppelgangers to take on the essence of the former characters so that they are actually able to use all of the abilities of the characters, but they can't use their doppelganger abilities because they are essentially the characters. And the doppelgangers, as the party, has to go back to town and convince the town and the other adventurers that the dungeon is tapped out so that no more adventurers come. So it's a very role-play intensive scenario because the players have to think outside the box, and there are complications because moments of great stress cause the doppelgangers to lose touch with who they are because they get confused with the dual memories of this character they've replaced. And if they fail a saving throw, they lose their doppelganger self and become the character. And if this happens, the other disguised doppelgangers have to figure out how to get the lost doppelganger to go along with their plans. And I've had a blast every time I've run it, and there's been a lot of laughter at the ridiculous situations that occur. And so if you want to see how I run it in a way that's different every time, you can watch the stream, or if you want more details, I have a PDF on DriveThruRPG. No, really, it's me. So you can check that out for a buck. So in addition to a doppelganger scenario, you could have other forms of shapeshifters, other means of replacing the characters with something else. It wouldn't have to be replacement. It could be, it was a dream, and the events of the dream start coming true. And if they avoid the scenario, the situation that led to their TPK, it doesn't happen. If they don't, well, then it plays out like it happened in their dream. And you could come up with other situations of how you could use that TPK. And it would be a valuable learning experience for players to figure out that you shouldn't fight unless you've got a plan to give yourself an advantage. Because a fair fight in a role-playing game is not a good idea. You shouldn't offer your opponent a fair fight if you want to win. You've got to stack the deck as much as you can in your favor. And as a game master, well, I think back in the day, I had my first TPK when I decided it would be fun to have a boule in play, and it slaughtered a party of second-level characters because I just didn't have a concept of how tough it was. That's another problem. If you're not experienced, you just don't get just how incredibly tough it is, because when a second-level character can't even hit the thing, and it hits without hardly any effort at all, that's quite the eye-opener. And one should be able to see the number of hit dice and understand that, but without really sitting down and running it through. So yeah, I get it now, but back then it happened and we had to do a rewind. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that when you're a brand new Dungeon Master figuring it out. But it can also be fun to use that TPK to put a twist on things. So that's my two cents about it. I'd be interested in other ways you can handle a TPK that doesn't deny that it happened. So please call in and share. And again, I'd invite you that the stream on Saturday, if you can, check it out and watch it. At some point, it'll be available for YouTube. And I want to encourage you, if you're able to give, please do so. And if you can't give, please share so that we can get the word out and raise plenty for Extra Life. This episode may be the last I try to get you to give and share. I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm going to do for Saturday's episode. There may not be a Saturday episode. I may do a follow-up Sunday. We'll just have to wait and see. So that's all for now. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're having an awesome day. And as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!